We are here at the World Conference of Indigenous Women in Lima, Peru, and talking with participants Andrea Landry, or Migizio Dekwe of the Anishinaabe people of Canada, Lisa Abrego Arroyo of the Quechua people in Huancayo, Peru, Nellis Kennedy Howard of the Navajo Nation, and Jinamu of the Pinumayam people in Taiwan. We asked them what message they would like to send to the world about Indigenous people, and here is their response.
Have a conversation with us, because so many non-Indigenous peoples will simply fall into the stereotypical concepts that are placed upon us, and they aren't willing to have the conversations. They'll simply just pass you on the street and yell one of those stereotypes at you. So it's come to a point where they have to start engaging with us, and we have to start engaging with them. It's a two-way street. But also, there are many that are ignorant and aren't willing to have those conversations, so be prepared for that and stay protected as an Indigenous person, because it's dangerous sometimes. But for non-Indigenous peoples, talk to us, get to know us, and understand our realities.
Everybody reconnects to their Indigenous roots, so therefore understanding that we all do have Indigenous roots from somewhere. Everybody, even though some peoples is a little more disconnected than others, I feel like that understanding is important, because the goal of Sapichai is for everyone to reconnect to the roots, that through reconnecting to our own roots and sharing what our ancestors are about, and therefore what we are about, we'll be able to find those common threads of, oh, you use plant medicine as well, or oh, you also celebrate this and that through dance and through this type of food. We do the same thing. Like, unity will be discovered once we understand ourselves, and that's the purpose of what we do.
We're survivors. We're proud survivors. We have an amazing history behind us. You know, Western civilization, colonization, assimilation, all of those things are very new to us just in the last 200-300 years. We've come a long way, and we're going to go much farther. We just need to be proud and to protect the earth and to protect each other.
Well, I think we share a lot of common issues with indigenous peoples around the world. And what I find really important is that it's not just our struggle, us as indigenous peoples. It's actually like everybody's struggle. It's just with different degree or different faces. But a lot of times, the same, if we talk about development, we talk about land grabbing, it's not only affecting indigenous peoples, but also other peoples. So we're on the same boat. It's not like, because that's the case in Taiwan and also a lot of communities, that we feel like there's a clear line between indigenous movement and social movement in general, but there shouldn't be, because we are fighting for some common goals. So I will hope like people who can hear this say, just spend a bit more time to know why the indigenous peoples are arguing, why they are fighting, and try to understand that they are not just whining. It's because something really happened, and a lot of issues we heard on radio, on TV, or we read on internet, it's not issues for a lot of people. That's their realities. So yeah, just try to be more, listen a bit more and think a bit more. Just don't exclude anyone just because we look different or we behave differently.
For more from Migizio Dekwe, Lisa, Nellis, Jinamu, and other participants of the World Conference of Indigenous Women held in Lima, Peru, visit www.cs.org.